escrevo música.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up, everybody? Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome back right here on the David Nash Show.
We yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once again.
Yeah.
Gangster.
With your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nate.
Yeah, as you already know, everybody, this is the David Nash Show right here on the number one station internationally. Huh. The Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Oh, hot, hot, hot,
hot music. Hot music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. On the number one station, number one hit music station, where the number of heaven is, this guy,
is what?
What is the number of heaven?
777,
the number of heaven.
7.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just that we times it by 3, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
G.
Yeah,
that's gangster.
You gotta know, man.
Level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Mr. Dave, where can they catch us, man? Where can they catch us?
Yeah. So, everybody, you can interact with us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777. That's how we roll. And don't forget to go on Twitter, Active TV. And catch us right there. Because we are... I'm doing some actions. What's wrong with you?
Oh, so you expect...
Oh, sorry, people. This you guy. Can't see what I'm doing.
This guy.
I was just dancing and lifting up my hat.
No, man. I'm thinking, what's going on, man?
You know, it's a celebration of being officially unemployed. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must know, man.
Hey, man. It's been days.
Yeah.
I don't know, even weeks.
Yeah.
unemployment.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, everybody, we're doing what we love. We are here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. As in fact, if you don't understand what I mean by being unemployed.
Yeah.
Unemployed.
Yes. Yeah. New words.
We're down with school, man.
Yeah.
In fact, with high school. Let me put it that way. So I can be specific. So what are we talking about today, everybody? We're going to get down to it, but we're just going to give you something gazoozolicious. But before we get to an air break, what we're going to be doing, we're going to introduce you to the topic. Why be average? Why be average? Why be average? That's what we're going to be talking about today, everybody. Because we want to get or find out some more why people are settling for less. Cycling to be average,
uh-huh.
Not extraordinary. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So finish your sentence.
Yeah, so everybody, we're gonna be heading to an ad break right now. Listen up to the music.
Boom.
Up so many times in my life and said no, never again.
Never again.
You came down and died for me, and then you washed away all of my sins.
All of my sins.
I did it again. I said, can you forgive me if I did it again?
You did it again.
I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Okay.
I did it again. Said I was done with it, but all the fun with it, homie, I went with it in. Tried to do right, but wrong was there though. Feel like a slave. Moses taught the Pharaoh. My shoes is too big for straight and narrow. Elevator open, but I take the stairs though. I think I'm done, but then I can't quit. I keep on falling for that same tree. Okay, but now I can see that the strength ain't in me. I give it to you, then I'm about to take a knee. And I know it's the blood and it's not about me. I'm making promises, they always fall short. It's too much labor, so I always abort. Okay, I ask for forgiveness, it's just like a trend. I know my existence is greater than sin, but the fight is within, and I did it again.
so many times in my life and said no, never again. You came down and died for me, and then you washed away all of my sins. I did it again. I said, can you forgive me if I did you did it again? You did it again. I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Be doing good, but then there was something that happened that called me to fall back. I sold my last live pack, last new part, last six pack. I feel like Paul, the things that I don't want to do, I done did it again. The thing that I truly desire to please the Messiah, feel I never win.
Ain't trying to take advantage of your grace.
So what is the difference from having to struggle and those that just fall out of place?
The difference is your heart and he see it. I lock hands with God screaming mercy cause I need it.
Salvation don't mean that you won't ever struggle or give in to sin. It means that you trust and believe him and constantly seek him till you meet your end. Yeah, you gon' win some, you gon' lose some, but the battle we're here. So walk in that comfort that there is no more condemnation for those that are his.
We making promises we cannot maintain. Cause in our flesh it does not dwell a good thing.
Okay, I ask for forgiveness, it seems like a trend. Christ's blood is so perfect, he told me I'm worth it. So guess what he did, he done did it again.
Messed up so many times in my life and said no, never again. You came down and died for me and then you washed away all of my sins.
I did it again.
I said, can you forgive me if I did you did it again? You did it again. I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Holla, back here, we're back with another one, holla,
another one,
yeah, we're back on the Dave and Nash show,
with
another session, doom, with another session, yeah, you must know,
yeah, another session with your boy DJ Dash.
And DJ
Nave.
DJ
Nave.
DJ
Nave.
Dash.
Dash.
Yeah.
This is how we roll right here on the number one station.
As you
already know our names, I'm DJ Dash, and here with my main man, DJ Nave, and we're going to be talking about why be average? Why be average? Like, honestly, why be average while you can be extraordinary? Why be average while you can get to the top? Why settle for less while you can be at the top? Why settle for small things while you can get a bulk of blessings? Why? So we're going to find us for some more. But if you want to share your opinion or if you want to share something with us or suggestion, why people why people are settling to be average and not extraordinary. But we're going to tackle this topic in two ways. Why are people settling to be average? And also we're going to be speaking on how do people get that passion and enthusiasm to be extraordinary. Yeah, Mr. Nash, so what do you understand from that?
Yeah, okay, so like, why be average? A lot of things, you know, come to mind.
Yeah,
because okay, when we look at average, okay, so the word itself, average,
yeah,
it actually generates a lot of thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people, they'll think average, you know, when you're talking about percentage and all those stuff, you know, and all those things,
yeah.
And then other people think about lifestyle. Okay, so when I'm talking about average, I'll think of lifestyle, you know. Some people, they settle for less, In other words, they settle for the average type of life, as they describe it, you know. They want the life where everything that they do, you know, like, it's actually average, you know. And the reason why most of them, they'll do that is because of fear, you know. Some of them, they have fear. Some of them, in fact, let me put it this way. A lot of people they don't want an average life, but there's specific factors and specific things that hold them back.
Yeah.
And as a result, what do they end up doing? Most of them, they end up living an average life, yeah, even though they don't want to live it. But most of us, in fact, I'll say all of us want to get to the top.
Yeah.
But there's those that live an average life because of whatever that's happening in their life, current situations, fears, and all those stuff. And others, they continue getting to the top, you know.
But now look at it. Even though there are so many challenges there and there, do you think that's an excuse for people not to get to where they're supposed to be?
I don't think it's an excuse. But you know, most of the people, they actually make it an excuse.
Yeah.
But I don't actually think it's an excuse, because your life, you know, it's something that someone once said to me, is like, your life that you're living now is the type of life that you wanted to live back then. Mm. So the life that most of the people are living is the life that they actually wanted to live back then in their past, you know. Mm. So the life that I'm living now is the life that I wanted to live back then in the past. And the life that I'm going to live in the future is the life that I want to live now, you know. So I don't think the excuses that they use of them being living an average life is actually, you know, a valid excuse, if I can put it that way. Because anyone can change their lives if you decide to.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta place the right priorities and the right focus into your life. And then everything is gonna change. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said the right focus.
Yeah, the right
focus. Is there less focus?
Yeah, unconscious doubt. Yeah, because
I just wanted to get some clarity as, maybe there's one part of focus, which is the right one, and the other one, which is the left one. So which one is right?
The center focus.
Oh, now there's a build-up. There's a center focus as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, there's levels, man. I hear you. There are levels. Right, those levels, where would that take you?
Ah, my man, you must know, man.
So, know what?
Okay, don't come just down. So when we talk about average, what comes to mind?
Obviously, as you mentioned, the percentage.
Percentage?
Yeah. The average, the percentage. I'm just kidding, man. But when you're talking about average, what comes to mind, there is also this word, extraordinary. So when I compare those two, there are people who are average, who are settling for less. Those are the people that are average. And there are people who are extraordinary. And those are the people that are aiming high, that don't want to settle for less, that want to live those kind of lives that are just down there, but they want to upgrade to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say that, we got to, even though you want to be at the top, but you got to set some priorities.
Yeah.
You got to set your priorities straight. Because now, if you don't set them straight, you're going to go astray.
Yep.
Oh, that was a rhyme right there. Boom.
Straight.
But that's what I understand, basically, that, you know what, there are so many people that are living in this nation, in many other countries as well, who are settling for less.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many excuses that are being given, or there are so many things that people are using as to say why they are in that situation. It's because of the family that they grew up in, the kind of background that they come from, and all those kind of things. There are so many factors that are contributing to why they are living an average life. There are so many people that are coming up with such excuses. But now, I don't find that as something that can be described as a blocker, that can stop you from achieving what you want to achieve, from heading where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always have that breaking point. It's either you can use this thing, you can use your fear, basically, as to be a blocker or to be a stepping block to the next level, from average to extraordinary.
Yeah, that's basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Dave, man. The audience has heard it, man. Yeah, as the audience, you have heard what Mr. Dave said, you know, awesome stuff right there. You can use it as a stepping block, or you can use it as a stopper, basically.
Yeah.
As a, you know, in fact, the great example is you can use it as a wall, or you can use it as a ladder to go over that wall.
Yeah.
So right there, you heard it from Mr. Dave right there.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to, you know, to settle for less.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to settle for an average type of life.
Yeah.
So you can get an extraordinary type of life that Mr. Dave was talking about. And we're going to hear more of that extraordinary type of life while, you know, after the music, which is Christ music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just with music. The
flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you must know, man. Yeah, so we're gonna give you something awesome, something amazing. We love your presence. We love the fact that you're listening to the Dave Nash Show. We love the people. And yeah, leave your comments. Don't forget to do that, you know. Share your thoughts. We love to hear what you're thinking. You know, even though we'd wish to hear what you're thinking while you think it. But yeah, we'd love to hear what you're thinking on the comment. So don't forget to comment below. And yeah, enjoy the music. You're on the Dave Nash Show.
Yo, today I'm gonna dance, even though I don't know how. I'm gonna smile, even though my teeth are brown. I'm gonna do that stunt like a pro. Walk head high, cause my God owns the show. Dribble every trouble and I won't give them a see like a new invention. Go ahead and test me, go ahead and look so deep, see my blessings. I hear God's voice say, son, you impress me. I got scars, that's testimony. I laugh all day like a good comedy. Bars, that's where I drop those lines. See those godly flows that could bring in souls. Wait a minute, it's today Thanksgiving. Cause I gotta thank God for all that is given. And my prayer doesn't have to go over the roof, cause God is right here with me. Everything nice, everything beautiful, everything great, everything wonderful. Happy's on the way. Whenever you're feeling down, just when you don't know, put the smile all around. Everything is looking nice, feeling good, just wanna dance. Everybody let me hear it's okay. See, and my God, you make it right. I see fire in your eyes. Everybody let me hear it's okay. I'm in a good mood up there. I'm in a good mood out there. I'm in a good mood out there. I'm in a good mood out there. Yeah.
Okay, see. Hello, hello, hello. If you ever gotta hear my song, I say hello. I know, I know, I know. I'm not the only one that I'm seeing in my mirror. Everything we got is intentional. God phrase well international. And I hope you know the God is in Africa. Last night we had dinner, that's classic though. Everything is green now, you can ask Travis. I don't like sickness, yeah we keep malice. My God is a wonderland, I don't mean Alice. My tongue is of the heavenly, I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, I like it though. You can talk about God with it, that's a go. God in the front row, me in the back. Faith is about a woman.
See, everything is looking nice, feeling good, just wanna dance. Everybody let me hear it's okay.
It's okay.
See, and my God, you make it right. I see fire in your eyes. Everybody let me hear it's okay.
It's alright.
I'm in the good mood out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the good mood out there.
I'm in a good mood all day.
Yeah, you better dance.
in a good mood all day.
I'm in a good mood all day.
Rockstream on the mix.
Holla, 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 babe.
He's on levels, man.
Yeah, you must know. You must levels, raise that note up high, hey, man. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Hey, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I must start hitting the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with
hit
you?
Hit what?
Exactly.
Hit what?
I love God.
No, hit a note.
I must hit a note. I can't hit a note, man.
No, man.
The note is on the note.
What's wrong with you?
The note is on the note.
Yeah.
I can write a note.
That's an excuse.
I can write a note.
Sing.
I can't hit a note.
Sing a note.
Eh?
Sing a note.
Sing a note.
Yeah.
So what? What's the note?
Sing anything. I didn't say that. You see,
yeah,
you don't listen to instructions.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah,
people settle for average because they don't listen to instructions. When you don't listen to instructions, you're going to be average. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Boom. You must know.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, man. No stress, man. Don't try. I'm going to release my album. You see, I'm gonna sing.
Sing now.
It's going to come very soon.
Sing now.
No, not
we
now.
We don't want to wait for something.
We're going to give you a release
that's
date.
That's not going to come out.
We're going to give you a release date. Don't I?
Release date?
Yeah.
When will that be?
It's in February.
In February. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, very soon you're
going to... No, I'm still waiting for the note.
In fact, you're going to hear the note on the David Nash
I refuse.
Show.
I'm still waiting for the note.
Okay.
We're not going to talk. I want the note.
It's fine. Don't talk alone.
I'll interrupt you because I want the note.
Okay, yay. Everybody still tuned in.
Bruh,
the
day that note.
I can't hit it, man. I can't hit it, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can write it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hit it, man.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, man.
Acting as if you don't understand what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm going to hit you down, man. What's wrong with you?
And then you're going to talk alone, man.
Yeah.
You talk alone, man.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Talk alone.
This guy. Come just stop here. Yeah.
Yes, everybody, we're back once again right here. Why be average? That's what we're talking about. This is the topic of the day today. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's early in the morning. Yeah, and you are listening and tuning in right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ's music is really hot music. Because we have an international audience. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amore? Isn't that Gazozolicious, isn't that filled with photo? Oh yes, it is, because Christ's music is hot music.
Hot
with
music.
With the boys, DJ Dash, DJ, DJ Dash, DJ Dash, and DJ
That
was natural. Natural.
This guy.
What?
Are you too much?
You're out of words. You're speechless.
No, man, I'm talking. I'm not speechless.
No,
I'm
you sound speaking. Speechless.
Can't you hear the words?
You sound speechless.
No, man.
Even though you're talking, but you sound speechless.
What is speechless?
Speechless. You have no words.
I have no words.
Yeah.
But the words are coming out.
Yes, you can. They are coming out, but you don't have words to express what you are feeling.
Ah.
You are speechless.
No, man. Yes. No, man. I can. I know what I'm feeling, man.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling happy.
I'm also feeling happy.
Yeah.
What's different that you are feeling?
What's different that I'm feeling?
Yeah.
I'm feeling the wind. I know you're not feeling the wind. That's why it's different.
I'm going to laugh.
Hey,
stop right
this
guy. Yeah, we still continue, Mr. Nash. Tell us more about being average, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
See, we're going to tickle settle, man, so that people, they understand. You know, when you settle for average, what are we talking about? You gotta understand the term settle.
Yeah.
Now, when we look at the term settle, you know, it's defined as to adopt a more steady or secure lifestyle or style of life, especially in a permanent job or home. So right there, to settle, you see, is to adapt. So when you settle for average, what are you doing? You're adapting, you see. You are settling.
Wow.
So that lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you see, that average lifestyle, so you adopt it. So what does it tell you? In fact, when you look at You see, this is why it's awesome. It's linked. Settling is linked to adapt. Now, to adapt, what does that mean? That specific thing wasn't part of you. You adapted. So you made it part of your life. So that lifestyle, you made it part of your life, but it was never part of your life. So what does that mean? You can also change it. Even though you have an average lifestyle, you can still change it. Why? Because you adapted it. So you can adapt a different lifestyle. Now we look at another definition of a settle. What does it say? It says to sit or come to rest in a comfortable position.
Dangerous zone.
Yay.
Comfort zone.
Comfort zone. No.
Settling in that average.
No, man. You mustn't get too comfortable in that life, man. In fact, average is not the type of lifestyle that we're supposed to be living.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get to the top. And there's only one way to get to the top. In fact, most people will say there's a lot of ways. Yes, okay, there is a lot of ways. But there's one way which, you know, okay, before I even reveal it. You know, someone once said to me that don't let your talent take you where your character can keep you. So you got a talent, but now your talent can take you to places where your character can keep you.
Yeah.
So you can go to places, but guess what? Because of your character and the fact that you're not that mature, or your character is not that developed, or your character is not suitable for that specific situation you're in, what's going to happen? It's going to break you. The situation is going to break you. You know, same with some people. This is why, there might be many ways, but now most people get to the top and guess what? Their character can keep them there.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Crumbling down.
Yep.
Yeah.
You see? That's why you can give someone a millionaire. After,
yeah,
hey, yeah. Yeah, man, that's boom. Levels, man.
G,
what more do you want?
DNN dictionary. That's not just gonna be a word, it's gonna be a sentence or a phrase.
Woo!
G,
you must know, man.
Yeah, you can give somebody a millionaire. Yay,
yes, so you can give someone a million,
yeah,
you know, and then. After a week, guess what? You go back to them and guess what? They poor again. They poor again. Why? Because you gave them something that their character can sustain them with. So their character is not on the level of thinking like a millionaire. They're still thinking, I got few cash, I got this, that. So when you give them a million, not a millionaire, when you give them a million,
yeah.
What happens? It breaks their character. The character is not that mature yet. And what do? They waste it. If you have to ask them, what did you do with that million that I gave you? You might find out that this person actually bought alcohol, went to waste it, food, all those stuff, you know. And you're probably sitting there, you sitting there and you're wondering, what? Okay, who spends a million on food, alcohol, and all those stuff?
Yeah.
And if you check there, maybe you even see that he actually hosted a party, or he brought some friends. Yeah, you know,
called the whole neighborhood.
Hey, you see, just for fame and all those stuff.
Yeah.
Why? Because they are not ready to be there.
Yeah.
You see, they are not ready to be there. So yeah, you know, some of the people. That's why I'm saying, like, some of the people will say there's a lot of ways, but there's only one way that you can actually get sustained. You know, when you get to the top, and that's the way. Where you're going to be living a lifestyle with Christ in it. Because Christ is going to fix your character, mold your character, sort everything out. And guess what? When he takes you to the top, you're going to be easily going to... In fact, you're going to be able to stay there. Why? Because he's the one that took you there.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, man.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be disciplined and you have to have character.
Character.
And if you don't have character, you're not gonna get to the top, because whenever you try to get to the top, you're gonna come crumbling down. So everybody, you gotta keep your character and be disciplined in what you are doing all the time, because your talent, your gift cannot take you where your character cannot keep you, because you gotta develop that character that can sustain that talent or that gift that you've been given. You get what I'm saying? Because now, if your character is not at that standard of where it can be fit enough to carry whatsoever gift or talent that you have, it's going to hit you down. It's going to turn its back on you.
Yeah.
And it's going to hit you down on the ground and you're going to struggle to get up. Why? Because your character is not that solid. Your character is not mature enough to handle what is extraordinary, because now you're busy settling for what is, you're busy focusing on what is average. So now when all that which is extraordinary comes onto you, you can't handle that weight.
Yeah.
Why? Because now you've been settling for less. Now that the workload is too much on you, you just crumble down because you are not prepared to handle the throne.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. So it is, man. Awesome stuff. Hey. Everybody, it was an awesome session.
It was indeed.
Mr. Dave.
It was.
And giving a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Millionaire.
Yeah.
That's our yeah. role. Yeah,
you man. Must know, man. We're going to be building. In fact, you know what you must do? You must also comment. You, in fact, this new year, you see, we want you to comment your own words.
Yeah.
And then we'll edit part of the David Nash dictionary. Yeah.
Boom.
Must know. Jeez. Involve your guys also. Yeah. So don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Don't
brothers
be shy.
And sisters.
Yes.
Don't be
yes.
shy.
You never know. We're going to be using your words also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be wondering. Yay! There's my word right there. Woo!
And by the way, you gotta be watching out. We're gonna be running some other cool stuff throughout this year, and it's gonna be consistent because we wanna get you pumped up. We don't wanna just get you to listen to our shows, but we also wanna give back to you. We're gonna unveil it as time goes on, but you gotta stay tuned right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, so that you won't miss out on the biggest deals that we're gonna be having for you throughout this year.
Yeah, everybody.
We're gonna be going on another level, but right now we're gonna give you some gazozolicious stuff, and we're gonna come back with the last segment, and we're gonna hit it up, boom boom, hit it up, boom boom. Yeah, now go and listen to that gazozolicious music.
holla, back with back with another one, man.
What was that?
I know, man.
No, what was that?
There's another one.
That's unprofessional, man.
There's another.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
This guy is on level Z.
You were threatened.
No, man.
By King Dave.
Never.
You're threatened.
Never.
I can tell your facial expression. Like, what's wrong with this guy? You became Goku there. Oh, yeah. You are about to fire up.
I'm thinking, man, what's going on with this guy, man? Like, look at his face. I'm like, okay, man.
I quickly transitioned because I saw that facial expression. A feast was about to come as well. Accompanied by
no, the... man. Mm-hmm. No, man. You know I want to do that.
You never know, man.
Bad days, man. You know the hens do some other stuff that you're not expecting. Suddenly they go up and you didn't tell them to go up. And yeah, hey, never know, man.
Yeah. Then you get yourself into trouble because the hen controlled itself.
Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, your hand will cost your face.
No, man. Nah, it's not gonna cost my face, man.
It's gonna cost your face because now your hand is gonna punch me and then I give you one.
No, and then I'll give you two. You see?
Yeah.
You give me one, I give you two.
Yeah, those two won't be effective.
And then you give me three, I give you four. Mm. And then you give me five, I give you six. You see? Mm. I'll just cut it out and make sure that it looks like a one.
Mm.
And then a two and a three. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, man.
Yeah, man. We're back again right here.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, we're hearing a last segment. I'm sure, I don't know if you've noticed that we don't cry anymore.
Yeah, man, we don't cry, man.
We don't cry during this last segment.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We used to cry, man.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that we still love you people. We still feel you. We're still grateful for the fact that you're still listening to our shows because we want to give you the best shows ever. And that's what we're aiming each and every single week. So that we give you the best.
Of the best.
Of the best. Of the exclusive. Best.
Yeah,
I can see Mr. Nash is starting to yawn here.
Yeah. No, man, I wasn't yawning, man.
What? Yawning. Yawning.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
I say.
But anyways, why are you taking the things of 2017 into 2018?
Yeah.
You're starting to yawn here. You used to come here in the morning in the studio and then you start yawning. You
know that I was yawning?
I'm sitting right next to you. What's wrong with you?
Hey, that does not answer my question.
You must take that yawning. that yawn, and then you package it in a bag, and then you transport it back into 2017.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means I must yawn into the bag.
Yawn into the bag.
Yeah, I
didn't say turn your head and start yawning. Yawning behind you, no. Yawning to the back.
Wow, okay.
Gee, everybody, we're going to shut down this session by doing the last touch-ups. You get what I'm saying? What?
You know, man, I was thinking, I'm like, Sky, shutting down the section.
Section. You see, interrupting me, what causes... Yeah.
No, man.
You like interrupting
me? No, man. Session, man.
Yeah, session. Yeah. G.
I'm thinking of cutting.
Boom.
You see? Exactly.
Chuck.
I must know.
Yeah, but anyways, everybody, this is how we roll right here on the number one station. Don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get the awesome shows right here. You got the Dave and Nash show. You got awesome shows, a whole lot of shows like Psyched Up. If you... want to know more about psychology and stuff, catch the Psyched Up and you're gonna get it all love for yourself, everybody. This is how we roll right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And don't forget to interact with us on Facebook, Active FM 777, and on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to go on YouTube, Active TV That's where we are as well, everybody. Yeah, we'd like to thank everybody right now for listening to us, you get what I'm saying? For taking your time so early in the morning as you are preparing to go to work, to go to school, to go wherever you want to go wherever you've been planning to go. But right now, what we're going to do to you, yeah, we don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was saying right
there. Okay.
But yeah, just those last two words. Last two phrases. Yeah, Mr. Nash.
Hi.
What you got for the people?
No, man. You see, we're going to get up. We're going to forget about those last three words that you are saying. Two words. That's not two words.
It's three words. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so we're just going to get back into the last segment, man. Yeah. You know, and basically,
we are in it already. What do you
mean? Of course, man. We're going to go back into it, man. Exactly. We are in it.
Go back alone.
So we're going to talk about extraordinary. This guy must go back alone. So, extraordinary, man. Yeah, Mr. Dave, man, I just wanted to find out from you. Because when you look at the definition of extraordinary, you know, in the dictionary, it says very unusual or remarkable. That's what it defines it as, you know, extraordinary. So, what comes to your mind when we're talking about extraordinary?
Unusual. Remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable, which is exceptionally good.
Yeah,
I almost say some other words. Exceptionally good. You get what I'm saying? It's impressive. Because if it's remarkable, it's impressive.
Yeah,
it's something that is unusual. Mm-hmm. You're doing something that people are not expecting. You get what I'm saying? You're performing above people's expectations. You get what I'm saying? That's when it comes to being unusual, remarkable. Because now you're performing above your ability. You are chasing that dream. You are chasing that goal. You are moving forward and you are focused onto achieving it.
It's awesome. And in fact, that's an awesome description. Because when you look at it, if you describe someone as extraordinary, you mean that they have extremely good or special qualities. Right there, man. So, when you talk about extraordinary... When we talk about an extraordinary lifestyle, we're not talking about an average lifestyle. We're talking about a lifestyle that not everybody has, you know. Because most of the people, if you look at them, they all have an ordinary, average lifestyle, you know. So something that you're exposed to, basically. And few, they have that extraordinary, which is kind of like the statement that... a motivational speaker actually quoted, saying that the bottom is too overcrowded. You know, and basically, what does that mean? At the bottom, you find everyone. Like everyone is at the bottom.
That's true.
But there's few people at the top.
Yeah,
that's why you gotta aim for the top. You know, gotta aim for the sky. Gotta fly high.
Yeah,
it's the eagles.
Yeah.
Fearless eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Must know, man. So, yeah, when you're talking about an extraordinary life, man, if it's possible for one person to live an extraordinary life, it's possible for the rest to live it as well.
Sure.
Because there's nothing that makes you different from the other person. Why? Because you're both humans. Maybe the only thing that's different is the language that you speak. But the fact that you are both humans, you can both achieve it. If it's possible for Mr. Dave here, it's possible for me.
Yeah.
The only thing that I need to do is... find out what did Mr. Dave next to me do to get there.
Yeah.
And then I must do the same thing. True. Because if I do the same thing, I'm also going to get there.
Yeah.
It's like when you go and get a recipe book. Why do you get it? Because you want to get a specific cake or a specific food that you want. And you know that if I go get this recipe and I apply this recipe, I'm going to get the exact same thing that I ate last time. And no matter what ever you do, as long as you stick to the recipe, book, and instructions, you're going to get the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Same with getting to the top, living that extraordinary life. It leaves clues. All you have to do is get the clues, put them together, and get there.
Yeah, that's some amazing stuff right there from Mr. Nash. Those were the coolest closing words right there from Mr. Nash. Yeah. We got it all loaded up, everybody. We've been here with you, and it's been awesome. And we really appreciate the fact that you've been sticking around with us. And it's really amazing to have you around all the time. And making that time for you to wake up in the morning and start tuning in right here on the Dave and Nash Show is really amazing. And we really appreciate it, everybody. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to shut this thing down.
Yeah, we're gonna say
goodbye.
Yeah, we don't cry anymore when we leave. We now sing for you. Best levels. Yeah. I sound so.
We're gonna say goodbye.
Yeah, we're gonna say goodbye.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Don't forget to catch us. On. Yeah, don't forget to catch us on Facebook. You see, with my background music right there, Facebook, Active FM, 777.
We're gonna say
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget. We're not gonna cry.
Eh? Yeah. Goodbye, cry. You see, yeah. The some rhyme is here, man.
We're gonna say goodbye.
Yes. Yeah, we're not gonna cry.
Gonna cry.
Yeah.
No more. Yeah, everybody, you got it all loaded right here with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. We give you everything natural, uncensored. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so everybody, we thank you for tuning in. Until next time,
yeah.
Peace out.
Awesome.
Bringing the salt, every darkness we came to assault. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise.
so let's set it ablaze.
His feet declared, we're going after the darkness. There's no time to rest. We're bringing light to every part of the world. Let's set the city ablaze. A blaze for Jesus. A blaze. A blaze for Jesus. Set the city ablaze. A blaze for Jesus. Set the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus in every nation.